specific need of that congregation, to fulfill a certain need of that congregation. That's the Moses type ministry. And this is very, very popular, especially in Christian evangelical denominationalism, where, you know, pastors get sent in when a church has a problem. Well, let's send this guy over to do that. Well, let's call this type of pastor in to bring this type of healing or reconstruction or whatever needs to be done in that particular congregation or discipling or whatever the call is. You know, they'll bring in specific people to do a specific need from the outside. I think the real question about Moses' ministers, are they called and sent by God or Jesus Christ, obviously the agent of God, the bridge between God and man? Does Jesus Christ call them and send them into that congregation, or do they just kind of get the call from the pastoral search committee or the pulpit committee or whatever they call it in their local congregation? And I think sometimes we are attracted to people because of their charisma, because of their personality, because of their track record, and we think, ooh, if we can get this guy, or because of their educational knowledge, oh, he's got 2 degrees, or he's got a PhD, or he's got a doctorate, or, you know, all these type of things, and we don't really stop and say, is Jesus calling and sending this guy in from the outside to us to lead us in this specific area of ministry or in the general area as a lead pastor? Okay, that's the Moses issue. Now, let's go on and look at the other type of minister, and that is the Joshua minister. Now, it's funny because these two guys are co-working at the same time, but yet they are two examples of how we are to look at the leaders of our church as either Moses ministers or Joshua ministers. In Numbers 11:28, we see this thing kind of brought into focus. Now, Joshua appears in the Old Testament long before Numbers 11:28, but we see the kind of the defining point of what we're talking about here in Numbers 11:28. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, the attendant of Moses,